A cluster of fatal birth defects has left several families in eastern Washington mourning the loss of children they will never know. They're also worried and frustrated by the years of questions about what happened to their babies, questions that remain unanswered. EarthFix reporter Courtney Flatt looked into what's happening in Washington's Yakima River Basin.
Two toddlers run around Sally Garcia Acosta's house. They squeal as they take their toy cars for a spin, through the den and around the kitchen corner. She sits on the couch beside a small butterfly-adorned box. It holds some of Garcia Acosta's most sacred belongings, memories of her deceased daughter, Maria Rosario Perez. Garcia Acosta lifts a polka dot dress from the box. It was way too big for Maria's tiny frame. She weighed 3 pounds, 6.6 ounces when she was prematurely born.
It was the smallest one we could find on such short notice.
Maria was born with a rare and fatal birth defect called anencephaly. It's striking at an alarming rate, about 4 times the national average, in 3 eastern Washington counties. The condition leaves babies who survived a term without their skulls and brains completely formed.
It's hard for you, you know? You have this hope that you're going to have the baby, you're going to get to enjoy him, get to see him grow up, and then out of nowhere, it just gets taken away from you. And there's nothing that nobody can explain to tell you why.
Nurse Sarah Barron was the first to raise the alarm. In 2010, she worked at Prosser Memorial Hospital, where she says they delivered maybe 300 babies per year. In a 2-month period, she says 2 babies were born with anencephaly.
And I'm thinking right then, this is bad. I've been a nurse for over 30 years. I saw one case 30 years ago when I was in nursing school, one case 12 years ago at another hospital. And now I've seen 2 in 2 months at this little tiny hospital.
Other healthcare workers in the area had also seen an increase in anencephaly cases. So Barron alerted the Washington State Department of Health. Its epidemiologists found elevated rates of anencephaly cases in the Yakima River Basin. But why? State epidemiologists called in the CDC, studied literature reviews, and held listening sessions in eastern Washington to get a handle on possible causes. They eventually interviewed 17 mothers in the area. The investigators ruled out every concern that came to their attention, things like radiation from Hanford, pesticide exposure, and nitrates in drinking water. In the end, after 6 years, they found nothing. Kathy Wasserman is the state epidemiologist. She says cluster investigations are notoriously difficult.
It's really disappointing for us to not be able to say, you know, yes, this is what we learned and this is what we can do and we can prevent this heartache and this tragedy from affecting families.
But some people think there's more that could be done. Sarah Barron, the nurse who first reported these cases, wonders if there might be more connection to rural areas. She points to a map on her computer screen. She says other anencephaly clusters across the country also appear to be in less populated areas.
In our counties, it was the farm owners as well as the farm workers that were getting the anencephaly. So it was not economic, it was not race, it was not necessarily by diet. So there's something else out there that's related, and we don't know what it is.
Does that make your mind go a little bit more to environmental factors?
It does.
One thing that's certain about anencephaly, women of childbearing age can reduce their risk by taking folic acid. Sally Garcia Acosta, who's taken folic acid during all of her pregnancies, hopes someday there'll be answers.
It is frustrating because you figured, okay, you know, if it's not my only child, you know, that's going on, that other people are, this is happening to. If nobody talks about it and everybody just pushes it aside, it's never going to get figured out.
The state's going to continue monitoring pregnancies with anencephaly through next January. I'm Courtney Flatt in Prosser, Washington.